This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. May I just say that some of the things we're going to be talking about today, I have never seen Jack Van Empe so concerned about and so much in prayer about and so wanting to relate what the Bible says to you concerning these headlines. The battle for Jerusalem, do you see where the terrorism is?
All hell will be let loose. But anyway, we are living in terrible times. And 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 says, "This know also, the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come." It's arrived. Jesus said in Luke 21, 25, "There'll come a time when nations will be in distress with perplexity and mass confusion. Men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which shall come to pass on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." That's verse 26. But I've got news for you if you're a born-again Christian. We are not going to be here because we are going to be evacuated through what is called the rapture, the snatching up, when Christ says, "Come up hither," Revelation 4, verse 1, "and we sweep through the heavenlies in the twinkling of an eye," 1 Corinthians 15, 52, and as I've said so often, that's 187 trillion billions of miles, and we make it in 11 one-hundredths of a second. We're not going to be here for all of this. That's why we can be comforted with 1 Peter 3:14, "Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." Why? The rapture's coming. "Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass on the earth." And the escape is found in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 to 18. "The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain in Christ shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Some people say, "Oh, it scares me to hear about the coming of Jesus." Listen to me. Revelation 22, 4 is one of the greatest things ever. What happens when he comes? "We shall see his face." Boy, that's not very good, is it? Hey, it's so wonderful that we're told in Titus 2:13 we're to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to see him soon.
Oh, Jack, what a great blessing that is. And you know, people sometimes say, "Oh, some of those headlines scare me." Don't be scared. It's pointing to the coming of the Lord. How wonderful to look up and know that he's coming very, very soon. But should we be concerned about Christianity here in the States, Jack?
We really should, Rexella. And you know, my heart's heavy. And Ezekiel 3:17 says, "I've made you a watchman. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give America and the world warning from me." Again, in Ezekiel 33:3, "Blow the trumpet and warn my people." And old Paul with a broken heart in his days said in Acts 20:31, "Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears." And I feel that way. Now, I believe we're going to be gone through the rapture very soon. We may not experience any of it, but if we do, I love Philippians 1:29. "Unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on Jesus, but also to suffer for his sake." 2 Timothy 3, verses 12 and 13, "Yea, and all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions." And if you're not living godly, you don't have to worry about it, and that's where most of the church stands today. We're not sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God teaches that there'll be persecution for the cross of Christ, Galatians 6:12. But Matthew 12:31 says there are going to be many who will not go for it. They'll fall by the way. They're not real Christians. They only have it in their head. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts from me, Mark 7:6, and they're going to flee. And they'll say, "I want nothing to do with Christianity anymore." And that's 1 John 2:19. "They went out from us, but they weren't of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out to prove they were not really of us. They went forward at some church and they had an exercise rather than an experience with God. They became unconverted converts, and America's full of that kind of Christianity right now. But oh, I love 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because God laid down His life for us, Rexella, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Terrorism is around the world, but it's focused on a very small little country called Israel. And you know, this is nothing new, friends, nothing new. Take a look. The battle for Jerusalem, do you see where the terrorism is? Israel's Netanyahu, no concession on East Jerusalem. We know where it's centered. Now, are we going to have a huge battle in Israel?
Hitler killed 6 million Jews. Ahmadinejad says before my Messiah Mahdi can come, we have to kill most of the Jews. That's how the world dictator comes to power. He comes in peaceably, Daniel 11:21. He enters in peaceably, Daniel 11:24. He makes a 7-year contract, Daniel 9:27. But it only lasts for 42 months, and then all hell breaks loose. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. And the war begins. Why? Because they divided Jerusalem, Joel 3:2. Jerusalem belongs to the Jews 930 times in God's holy word. And I'll tell you, you're in dangerous trouble when you start giving Jerusalem to someone else when it belongs to Israel. Then it's going to fail. And because of it, the war begins over Jerusalem, as I've already said. And Russia makes the first move, Ezekiel 38:39. It's the war of the latter years and the latter days, 38. Verses 8 and 16, and Russia makes the move. Why? Because the peace was made. Russia said, I'm going against them that are at rest. I'm going against them that are at peace. Ezekiel 38, verse 11. That's the first invasion. Armageddon is a three-prong invasion of Israel. First it's Russia, then it's China. And that's Revelation 16, 12, and chapter 9, verses 14 to 18. And isn't it strange that the Shanghai Cooperation Organization has put Russia and China together as friends to fight and war together. And it's exactly what this book has said for 2,500 years. And then thirdly, all nations come against Jerusalem, Zechariah 14:2. Messiah appears, his feet hit the Mount of Olives, verse 4, and he declares the peace. He puts down those are creating war and killing one another, Revelation 11:18, and then they beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, Isaiah 2:4. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, and get us out of this mess.
Oh, Jack, get us out of this mess, that's for sure. But some of us are saying right now, my life is a mess. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? I'll never forget when I was 17, I wasn't ready. My life was a mess. How good when I accepted the Lord and He straightened my life out, and He'll do that for you. Jack, show us how we can be ready and excited for the coming of the Lord.
Look this and pray it from your heart, and if you mean it, you'll be saved for all eternity, ready for the coming of Christ. Lord Jesus, the only Savior in the world, I want You to change me today. I'm asking You to come into my heart and take all my sin upon You, for that's why You died. Cleanse me, wash me, save me today through Your holy, precious blood. I receive You as my Savior this moment. Come into my heart, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, how good it is to open your heart to the Lord. I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. If you did, there's my address. Please write to me. The Lord will walk with you as your Savior, for steps in a new direction will be in the mail for you. Please write to me. Oh, friends, I want to leave you with a very, very good thought. We need to be looking up in this day and age, don't we? Not down, not around us, but up. Keep the faith, but not to yourself. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,